Are you feeling hungry? We now have four stories about Norwich eateries, a French bistro, a Japanese-inspired gaming spot, a spud van, and the opening of a new McDonald's close to the Chatterbox studio. Jane will start to tickle your taste buds.
For the second year running, a restaurant in the Norwich Lanes has been named among the best in Britain. The Good Food Guide has revealed the Best Local Restaurant Awards for the 15th year. L'Hexagone Bistro Français in Lower Goat Lane is the only restaurant in Norwich to make the list. The French Bistro is run by Thomas Albright and Gemma Albright-Layfield and celebrates its fifth year open in January. Serving simple French food, Mr. Aubrey focuses on authentic family recipes he grew up enjoying. Jo Rayner reviewed L'Hexagone for The Guardian in 2022 and recommended the restaurant for simple food done very well. The Good Food Guide list celebrates independently run venues that offer affordable and accessible dining across Britain. Nearly 60,000 public nominations poured in from diners, and then the guide's anonymous inspectors put the votes to the test. Fino in Cromer is the only one Norfolk establishment to make the list this year.
An Asian fusion cafe in the Norwich Lanes is being transformed into a Japanese-inspired gaming spot. Mon Chai opened in St Benedict Street in February 2023 and served a menu packed with Bangladeshi-inspired food and drink. It closed its doors on June 30, 2025, but it will not be shut for long, as work to transform it into a new venue called Pixel Pantry has already begun. According to its website, Pixel Pantry will be the first digital art and gaming cafe in Norwich. Visitors will be encouraged to create and share both digital and physical art and enjoy a range of games, including some retro classics.
A much-loved spud van has got off to a hot start at its new site mere days after having to move on from its city centre home. It was a quick turnaround for Jacket Potato, whose owner was informed on Tuesday by Norwich City Council that he had to cease trading outside the Pig and Whistle pub in All Saints Green. After initially having an agreement with the pub, the city councillor said owner Jack Bivis needed a street trader's licence. But Jack, who opened the business in February this year, says he was told that he didn't require the licence. However, 3 days later, customers, old and new, were queuing up outside for a spud at the business's new site, the Reindeer Pub in Dereham Road. Jack said he was anxious but excited to reopen, and within the first 40 minutes of opening, he sold 34 jacket potatoes. He said, "Obviously we had a good footfall where we were located before. Some believe this could even be a better location, so it's got potential. The pub has been fantastic and bent over backwards to accommodate me and make sure I've got everything I need."
Queues gathered at a city retail park for the opening of a new McDonald's. Norwich Riverside is home to the chain's latest restaurant. The restaurant is open for dine-in, takeaway, delivery and click and serve between 6 a.m. and midnight every day of the week. The new 94-seater restaurant has created around 100 new full and part-time jobs and features table service, self-ordering kiosks, home delivery and the McDonald's Loyalty Rewards Programme. With customers looking for greater speed, efficiency and choice, when ordering their food, the Riverside restaurant has been built in line with McDonald's Convenience of the Future program. This combines a new layout with the latest technology to create a more seamless experience.